Friday, the 2nd of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is Friday. Yay! I love the end of the week. And it's actually quite an important day. There are all sorts of things that we should probably just touch in on this morning that we need to remember as we think about our Christian journey through the year. The first is that today is the World Day for Consecrated Life. Now you might think to me, well, what is that about, Francis? What's consecrated life? So consecrated life refers to the men and women who choose to follow Jesus in a very special way by becoming nuns and monks and priests and brothers. And that's what a consecrated life is. It means people who give up being in a family, really, in order to follow Jesus in a special way. So one of the questions you may be wanting to ask yourself is, well, might I be called to live like this? Might I be called to be someone who doesn't get married, doesn't have children, maybe becomes a religious sister or religious brother, or becomes a priest? Could God be calling me to follow him that way? How would I know? I always remember I was talking to a young priest many years ago, and he said, we were talking about this topic, and he said, if it ever occurs to you that you think you might like to do this, then the thing you need to do is you actually need to, when you're a little bit older maybe, you need to go on some vocation workshops, is what they're called, and go and find out if this is what you're called to do with your life. It's also today the feast day of the Presentation of the Lord. It's another big one, isn't it? It's really the story in Luke's Gospel where we hear about Mary and Joseph taking Jesus up to the temple. And of course, he's recognized there by Simeon and Anna as the Christ, as the Messiah that the Jewish people have been waiting for. And finally, of course, it is Friday. And what do we do on a Friday? We have a look at Sunday's reading. So, on this Sunday, we're going to be hearing the story from Mark that happens just after the call of the disciples. And I'm going to read it to you, and then we'll just think about what God might be saying to us in the story. As soon as they had left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. And Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and immediately they told Jesus about her. Then Jesus went in to her, took her hand, and helped her up, and the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. So what's that story about? Well, it's interesting, isn't it? We can look at that little bit. There's a little bit more that comes after it, which you might have in your reading on Sunday. And what happens after it is that Jesus, that evening, Jesus heals a whole lot of people who are brought to him. So after sunset that evening, the townspeople come to him. And he heals many with various diseases. And he also, we're told, drove out many demons, but he doesn't let the demons speak because they knew who he was. And we can imagine that that was quite an exhausting experience for Jesus, because the gospel story goes on, and you'll hear it on Sunday, because then, the following morning, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus gets up and he goes out of the house to find a quiet place, and there he prays. And then a bit later, Simon and the other companions come and look for him, and then they say, everyone is looking for you, why did you go away? But Jesus replies, let's go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also, because that is why I have come. And so he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. So it's an interesting story, isn't it? It has kind of these three, or maybe even four parts. The first part is the healing of Simon Peter's mother-in-law. The second part is where all the people from the nearby village come and Jesus heals lots of people. Maybe there's an invitation for us there that we could be one of those people. It's not someone particular, but we could be one of those people. Maybe it asks that question, what do we need to bring to Jesus that needs healing in our own heart? But then there's this interesting thing about Jesus going away to pray. And I think this might be the most important part of the gospel. If Jesus, who is God, needed time to go away, to reflect, to pray, to be close to his Father, his Abba. Remember, Jesus teaches us to call God our Father. Listen for that moment in the Mass when the priest says that we're going to pray in the way Jesus taught us. And then we say, our Father. Jesus needed time with his Father to pray. If Jesus needed that, then how much do you and I need it also? And then the fourth part, where Jesus talks about his mission, really, which isn't to stay in one place and look after one group of people, but to go out and to travel through Galilee, preaching in different villages and letting people know about the good news. And I presume it's because he did that, because that's how Jesus behaved, that we get to be Christians now, because through all those centuries from then till now, what Jesus said all those years ago to that community in Israel has become our faith. It's passed down to us. So I invite you now just to close your eyes and let's maybe just imagine Jesus going off to sit in a quiet, lonely place and pray. And I'd like you to imagine that you went with him, that you found him there, that Jesus invited you to pray with him. Perhaps, as he does with the disciples later in the Gospels, he might encourage you to call God Father. Maybe if you watch Jesus speaking to his Father, that might inspire you to talk to Father God as well. And what would you want to say to God? And how might it be to be sitting there praying with Jesus? Lord, you came to show us the way to the Father's heart. Grant that our hearts may be open to you and to your Father. Amen.